This is Akashvani, the news read by Narang Goyang. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has hailed the approval of 1 lakh crore rupee urban challenge fund by the Union Cabinet. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said the fund will leverage market finance, private participation and citizen-centric reforms to deliver high-quality urban infrastructure. The Urban Challenge Fund is a centrally sponsored scheme of the Ministry of Home and Urban Affairs. The fund aims to build resilient, productive, inclusive and climate-responsive cities, positioning those as key driver of country's next phase of economic growth. The fund will be operational from financial year 2025 to 26 to financial year 2030 to 31, with an extendable implementation period up to financial year 2033 to 34. Strengthening sports infrastructure in the budget region, Union Minister Kiran Rijiju inaugurates newly constructed multipurpose indoor hall cum volleyball stadium at Muyo in Lunglad subdivision of Tawang district. Developed under the Government of India's Khelo India initiative, the facility will provide modern training amenities for indoor sports, especially volleyball, and encourage youth participation in competitive athletics. In further support of the MOU, 17 additional Siang Upper Multipurpose Project Pro-PFR residents of Karkov Village submitted their consent to the Deputy Commissioner, Upper Siang District, yesterday in the office chamber of DC Bangla, Yingkyong. With this development, the number of households supporting the pre-feasibility report activities has increased to 93 out of the total 120 households. Earlier, MOU between the Government of Arunachal Pradesh and the pro-residents of Karkov Village was signed on February 1, 2026. Out of the total 120 households of Karkov Village, 76 families had initially signed a consent authorizing the conduct of PFR activities. Tamil Nadu Festival of the Toran and Kaman Mishmi community of Arunachal is being celebrated today. During this festival, the Mishmi people offer prayers to Almighty Lord Jabmalo and the forces of nature, seeking good health, abundance in newly sown crops and protection from natural calamities. In the third day of the 22nd National Mountain Bike Championship in Roing, Lower Dibang Valley District, Arunachal Pradesh self-taught cyclist Jumkam Kaki clinched silver medal in the men junior cross-country Olympic category. The gold medal in the same category was won by Sonavane Yogesh from Maharashtra. In the men elite cross-country relay event, the Maharashtra team emerged victorious, claiming the gold medal. The women elite cross-country Olympic event was star Narjari from Karnataka secured the gold medal. In the men under cross-country Olympic category, Totmachen Awangshi, representing the Indian Air Force, claimed the gold medal. Meanwhile, in the women junior cross-country Olympic event, Sobarnika S. from Tamil Nadu won the gold medal. The centre has approved the construction of the country's first underwater twin-tube road-cum-rail tunnel project that will be built under the Brahmaputra River in Assam. The project has been approved by the Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs. The infrastructure project will be developed at a cost of 18,662 crore rupees in engineering procurement construction mode. The stretch will connect Gopur on NH-15 to Numaligarh on NH-715 in Assam, cutting short the distance between the two Assam cities to just 34 km from the current 240 km. The travel time will now reduce to just 20 minutes from 6 hours. The project will provide significant benefit to Assam, Arunachal Pradesh, Nagaland and other northeastern states. It will be second underwater road-cum-rail tunnel in the world. The government has also approved several other projects related to railways, roads, infrastructure and connectivity. The government has announced the launch of the PM Rahat Road Accident Victim Hospitalization and Assured Treatment Scheme. Under the scheme, every eligible road accident victim at any category of road will be entitled to cashless treatment up to 1,50,000 rupees per victim for a period of 7 days from the date of accident. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has reaffirmed the Narendra Modi government's commitment to the agricultural community, ensuring that the interests of farmers, cattle rearers and fishermen will remain protected in all international trade agreements. The minister was speaking after launching country's first central bank digital currency-based public distribution system at Mahatma Mandir in Gandhinagar, Gujarat, today. The festival of Mahashivratri is being celebrated across the country today with deep devotion and spiritual fervor. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.